to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The judge overseeing the election interference case against former President Trump and 18 others is expected to decide today whether the district attorney, Fonnie Willis, can stay on the case. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from Atlanta.
Defense attorneys claimed Willis hired Nathan Wade so he could afford to take her on vacations, something she denied.
I don't need anything from a man. A man is not a plan.
Willis said her romance with Wade did not begin until after she hired him. Defense attorneys accused her of lying.
Three people are now confirmed dead in Logan County, Ohio, after severe weather and powerful storms that moved through the Midwest. 12 people in Indiana were taken to hospitals. It's the first of 3 days of voting in Russia, where Vladimir Putin's crushed dissent. He's expected to receive another six-year term as president. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say a Russian missile strike on Odessa killed at least 14 people, and the first ship using a sea route to Gaza to bring aid is approaching the territory. This is ABC News. Some McDonald's restaurants overseas were closed Friday, including in Japan, because of system failures. The fast food chain, in a statement, called today technology outage that was being fixed and said it was not related to a cybersecurity issue. The two biggest rideshare companies are threatening to pull out of Minnesota's largest city.
The Minneapolis City Council has approved a $1.40 per minute minimum wage for rideshare drivers operating within the city limits. Both Uber and Lyft have said that if the ordinance does take effect, they'll pack up and leave. Rideshare driver Matthew McGlory thinks they're bluffing.
Why would they want to leave when we have a lucrative market and we have drivers that are more than willing to service passengers?
Minneapolis rideshare users will find out on May 1st when the new minimum wage is set to take effect. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Actor Pierce Brosnan pleaded guilty to entering an off-limits area of Yellowstone National Park. He was fined $1,500. He posted Instagram photos of himself atop a thermal feature. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Does this mild weather have you thinking about golf? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill. We just wanted to let you all know that the 2024 membership information is now available. We have openings on our Tuesday men's league and a few openings on our Thursday men's league. We are also looking to add a mixed/couples league on Sunday afternoons. Membership forms are available in the pro shop or on our website, westwoodsandtrap.com. Memberships paid in full by March 31st, 2024 will receive a credit that can be used in the pro shop or bar. Sandtrap Bar and Grill is currently open Thursdays through Saturdays. Stop in for a bite to eat and get your membership taken care of. So as soon as the golf course opens, you are ready to go. Golf Course Road is a short drive on County Road F off of Highway 13. See you soon.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers promises to veto a bill to ban transgender athletes from girls' high school sports in Wisconsin. Evers vowed to veto the legislation as soon as it was first introduced in the assembly. He says it would make Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, and less welcoming to LGBTQ kids. Republicans don't have the votes to override a veto. President Biden is sending $36 million to Milwaukee for wider sidewalks, bus lanes, and sewer improvements.
My predecessor is an ally and his allies in Congress, including your Senator Ron Johnson, who voted, he voted against the infrastructure law that funds this project.
Republicans say Wisconsin has lost 6,000 manufacturing jobs and 455 dairy farms in the last year. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, March 17th at the Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut, it's Knights of Columbus St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner, featuring bingo at 1 p.m. and at 4 p.m. it'll be booyah. Adults get in for $6, students for $3, and preschool are free. Once again, that is Sunday, March 17th at the Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut for Knights of Columbus Booyah Dinner.
Leaning into local Local Radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Badgers with a big win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin faces Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament at the Target Center in Minneapolis. The Badgers eliminated Maryland 87-56. Wisconsin with a season-high 16 three-point shots to build an early lead. Head coach Greg Gard.
You know, I see these guys every day in every drill and every workout, so I know we've got good shooters. Don't beat yourself up mentally. You have to keep playing and keep playing aggressively.
NBA, the Bucks beat the 76ers 114-105. Doc Rivers relieved to get the win at home.
Probably they wanted to get home. We wanted more rest, if you know what I mean. This is one of those trap games. First game back, guys are banged up. I was very concerned about this game tonight.
NFL, A.J. Dillon will be back with the Pack. The 25-year-old running back has signed a qualifying deal that will essentially pay him around $1.4 million on a one-year prove-it deal if he makes the roster. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a look at that Price County Senior Dining Menu. Look ahead to Monday. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Now, Monday the 18th, they'll be serving up chili, baked potato, coleslaw, and tropical fruit. Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair is gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Swiffer Sweeper. We're back on 98Q Country. It's a good way to keep things clean. Do you use a Swiffer?
I don't, actually.
Well, it's time to pick up a Swiffer. Get a Swiffer Sweeper.
We should probably use one of those, actually.
We'll have weather coming up in just a moment here in 98Q Country. But first, wanted to issue another reminder to get your birthdays and anniversaries in if you had one today or perhaps earlier this week. Someone you wanted to wish a happy birthday, happy anniversary. We had Dawn Slack called a moment ago. From Dawn and Piney, they wanted to wish Pam and Snipe Koenig a happy 25th anniversary. Happy 25th to Pam and Snipe from Dawn and Piney. We'll make sure that we get you entered in to win that cake from Super One. We'll be drawing for that about 20 minutes, 15 minutes or so. We'll let Austin give the birthday box a shake, firmly labeled Joel's birthday box. We'll be borrowing it for just today so we can make sure to give away a cake in Joel's absence as we sub in today for the morning show for Joel Karnick. Till the top of the 10 o'clock hour, we'll hand it off to John St. John. And then I'll be back, Gray Gunderson, back at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Day two of all gray all day. I'm a tired boy.
I can tell.
Yeah, it shows. It's already time for coffee, too, and I have not been doing light coffee work. It's been strong stuff, so I need to be careful. I need to be a little bit more careful. Oh, man. What are we doing? Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's an excellent reminder. Hey, here's a reminder for you. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. I've been neglecting some of my duties. Should we touch on some of the celebrity birthdays? It doesn't matter. I mean,
those are generally done before we do the drawing.
Before
that
we do the drawing?
That gives people time to call in.
Okay. I mean, should we use that to make time right now? Should we delay later? Talk about them right before the drawing or like right now? Like 15 minutes
before
the drawing.
If I remember correctly, I think Joel skims through them right before the drawing, and then he goes through the local birthdays, and then we draw.
All right. We'll have to hold the listening audience in suspense then. I'm sitting on this stack of celebrity birthdays. We've had a lot of local ones today already. But that said, I guess per Austin's instruction, he has dictated that I hold off until he is about to do the drawing. Oh, I see. You decide when I read and you do the drawing.
I am the accounting firm after all.
Joel asked me to substitute and you offered to help me. You're sneaking in here. You're actually the master behind the scenes here at 98Q Country while Joel is gone. I see what you're doing here.
And today is actually the day I'm supposed to be here, so...
I hope Joel is hearing me realize this, so he knows I need his help in rooting you out. You've got plans here. I see you dipping your toe in and stealing the chair here. I feel like I might need to run. Do you want to cover the rest of the morning show? I don't think I'd go that far. Maybe you would need a second coffee instead of me before we do that.
I would need a first coffee, first of all. I haven't made that one yet.
Well, I keep forgetting. I set you up. I actually set up two of them. I've got two coffees lined up for whoever wants them. One of them is probably going to end up being me here what's happening?
Just got glances from Miranda when you mentioned coffee.
I think we are mentally arranging a race to see who's going to get those two coffees in the 98Q Country studio here.
Yeah, I'm not going to outrun Miranda when it comes to coffee.
Oh, no. We'll make three. We'll make three. We'll have a little bit of time here as we run through a three in a row. It looks like we've got some Kenny Chesney coming up in a moment. That'll give us a little bit of time before we issue that cake drawing for certain. I think we'll hop right over to that. We've got a couple of local messages here, and we'll listen to some American Kids from Kenny Chesney, a couple other country hits, today's favorites, yesterday's classics here on 98Q Country. Get those birthday and anniversary calls in. Brianna is waiting and ready with the hot hand on the phone. Put her to work. Let us know about anniversaries or birthdays that have happened this week. Perhaps they're happening tomorrow over the weekend. We'll enter them to draw that cake from Super One Bakery.
Call us at 715-762-3221.
Man, you're the best. I'm so glad you're in the studio today.
I pay attention sometimes.
Hey.
See, it works.
And that's a ringing phone. What would I do without Austin? Kenny Chesney up next on 98Q Country after this.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. Becoming a little breezy here by late this afternoon. The wind out of the west, 10 to 20, gusting to 25 after about 4 or 5 this afternoon. Tonight, some light rain or snow showers. Windy with a low of 34. Tomorrow, a few light snow showers. Windy, mostly cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top-notch performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and in stock for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I was sitting in an ice shack with a buddy of mine, and we were looking at the underwater camera, and he said, boy, wouldn't it be nice if you'd use one of these in open water? And I said, are you kidding? I use mine all the time in open water. I'll tell you how it works, but first...
Since 1967, generations of Minnesota sportsmen have trusted Outdoor News to keep them up to date with the latest news, pro tips, features, fishing reports, gear reviews, and more. For less than a buck per week, you can carry on the tradition and join thousands of Minnesota sportsmen by subscribing to Outdoor News. Whether you prefer a printed copy in your mailbox each week or the convenience of up-to-the-minute news on your smartphone or computer, we've got you covered. Subscribe today at outdoornews.com/subscribe.
Underwater cameras have become extremely popular to ice fishermen, and they don't even realize how important it would be to have one in open water as well. It seems like people just want to get out in their boats, go out on the open water, and cast and fish. But I'll tell you right now, you will learn how to understand your sonar much faster if you incorporate an underwater camera into the program as well. I've got spots that I fish that I know 10 times more about because I've got an underwater camera. I was out on a reef this last summer and I thought, boy, this thing's covered with fish. When I put down the underwater camera, I realized this is not fish, it's vegetation. But it was grass that was bent over. It looked like fish on the sonar. There were a few fish on this reef, but not as many as I thought there were. And I really love the underwater camera in the vegetation where the sonar doesn't show me if there's fish there or not. And rocks too. You get into the rubble and the boulders and you can see those fish tucked in there. You can't see that on your sonar. As a matter of fact, the last Bassmaster Classic was won when Gussie used that camera to find smallmouth in rocks that didn't show up on his sonar. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put the roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red bus, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A.
That matters.
98. 98Q Country.
She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world. hearts on fire and crazy dreams. Oh.
Things are. That's Luke Combs here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, and it's birthday time.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka, firecracker, sis, boom, ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give these things, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
This is your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, it's birthday time. We've got a couple birthdays, a couple late call-ins. We've got happy birthday to a grandpa and grandson duo, Grandpa Victor and grandson Gunnar Peterson from Grandma Deb. This was a combo birthday, happened this Tuesday, the 12th. Happy birthday to Gunnar and Victor. We're going to fold these up here, and we will be hopping over to a drawing from Austin. What does Joel call it? The law firm of Austin and Austin. We'll be issuing.
It's Austin, Big G and Gray.
Big G and Gray.
But it's no Big G at the moment. He's absent.
Well, right.
And
well,
you have celebrity birthdays as well, Fred.
I will be there. I had a job to do. We just
you're out of order.
Arranging the box. Taking a look here. It's also the birthday of Kellan Lutz, actor from the Twilight movies. He's 39 years old. Eva Longoria, 49 years old today. The soap opera actress was also in Desperate Housewives. Matt Thomas, 50 years old today. Mark McGrath is 56. Brett Michaels, the Poison solo singer, 61 years old. Fabio is 65. I feel like that's a landmark in history. Fabio Lanzoni, the romance novel cover model and pitch man. Bobby Bonds, baseball great, father Barry Bonds. Bobby Bonds passed away in 2003, born this day in 1946. Sly Stone, Sly and the Family Stone. Sly himself is 81 years old today. His name is Sylvester Stewart. Mike Love of the Beach Boys is 83 today. Jimmy Lee Swaggart is 89. The disgraced televangelist is the first cousin of Jerry Lee Lewis. That's a whole family right there. Judd Hirsch, 89 years old today. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, born this day in 1933, passed away in just 2020. And then Carl Smith, June Carter Cash's first husband, and Carlene Carter's father, passed away in 2010 at the age of 82, born this day 1927. I think that means it's time to give the big box a shake. Thank you to everybody who gave us a call in to let us know about friends and family members celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. Austin's giving the big box a shake. Let's see what we get. He's scrambling the heck out of them. They'll be very, very scrambled.
I just seen how long it's going to take me to comment.
Fair enough. You were making some intense eye contact. That makes sense now. All right, who's going to take home? Well, hopefully take home. They can eat it on the way home if they want to.
Well, the cake, and they have to remember the cake tax, you know.
The cake tax, right. You have to donate at least one slice to me. Greg Gunderson, 98 Country Studios.
Not necessarily have to donate, but we'll know if you don't.
Fair enough, yeah.
Looking at you, Tina Stewart, happy birthday from your husband, Al.
I think that was happy birthday to Al, wasn't it?
From her husband, Al.
From her husband, Al. Man, you know how to read better than I can. That's for sure. See, I told you, you were planning to take over. Perhaps it's just in the best interest. So, happy birthday, Tina Stewart. We'll give you a call and let you know you've won the cake from Super One. And that'll do it for this week's birthdays on 98Q Country. give us a call to let us know about birthdays or anniversaries that your friends and family are celebrating, or even if it's just yours. We won't judge. We like cake, too. We would do the same thing. I will probably end up doing that in a couple months when my birthday comes up.
And you won't be put into the drawing.
Exactly.
Here.
I won't be put into the drawing, but I'll be calling and just put a voice, just, is Greg Gunderson's birthday? It's just, you know.
And the thing is, we would have heard it so many times, it's like, come on, Greg.
Well, okay, so I'll get a voice changer, and I'll make sure.
Okay, good to know. If I hear Mario come over the phone, it's Greg.
We'll manufacture some happy birthdays for me in a couple months. I just won't tell you when it's going to happen, so you can't be completely certain that's what's going on. Cool. Well, yeah, so we'll give Tina a call, make sure she knows she won the cake from Super One. Oh man, yeah, it's second coffee time for sure. That's what I'm learning.
The first, sir.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
Who's we?
Well, me. I will be working on it. Wait, you say who's we angrily as if it's you.
I know.
But it's me. I'll be making you coffee.
Just, I know, chop chop, sir. What are we paying you for?
Well, something to do with radio, I suspect, and likely not something to do with coffee. What is that? Are you pulling a sneaky late birthday entrant?
What?
Is that?
From March 20th.
Of
this
what,
is old.
Of what year?
It doesn't say. This is an old notice.
Yeah, from the confines of the birthday box, what seems to be a rather ancient note.
Was that supposed to be in there? Do we just leave it? I feel like we just unlocked a birthday vault.
Well, the weird thing is it's kind of timely because it's for a birthday on March 20th, and presumably that's going to happen again in about 5 days. Wow. Okay, this is, yeah, sorry, completely random in the 98Q Country studio. We just realized there was basically, it was like a SpongeBob secret box. You pull the string and the secret compartment opens.
Yep.
And we found what looks to be we don't know how old. The year is not on it, but there's a March 20th birthday.
It feels old.
Fair enough.
And that's in a handwriting that hasn't been around here in a while.
Yeah, this looks like it. I suspect this is Nancy's handwriting. Yeah. So it could have just been last year, yeah. But it could have been quite a bit older than that. I think the birthday box has been in service for quite a while.
Yeah, and I haven't seen a stamp on these in ages or ever.
Okay. So we may have to get the sleuth of 98Q Country onto this and see if we can figure out exactly how old this note is and if it still applies. It seems to be from a time when we didn't put a direct phone number on the note itself, so it was part of a different system. So we wouldn't necessarily even know how to get a hold of the people listed on the birthday note to find out if we should read this birthday notice. Shoot. Well, we'll have to find out. If we're able to, maybe sometime in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be able to give you an update on what we found researching the sudden appearance of a mystery note here in the 98Q Country studio. Got another thing to let you know about. Let's take a peek here. Looks like the mud run. Are you ready to get money? Muddy, not money. Muddy.
I mean, I wouldn't mind money.
With the letter D.
Mud, I would mind.
Are you ready to get muddy? Some of you are prepared. Join the city of Park Falls, the Park Falls Fire Department, and the Shawamigan School District all the way on Saturday, June 22nd to push through mud and muck. It's a 1.5 mile muddy trail that'll be fun on your own, in a group, or with your family. That just sounds like a time to get made fun of, running on a mile and a half of mud with your family. If you eat it at any point, you're just going to be laughed at.
You realize this is in vehicles, right?
This is?
I think so. I believe.
No, I actually don't believe. It is a mud run.
That's different than the mud runs you always hear about then. Because the mud runs you hear about, they have vehicles. This one doesn't?
Well, I mean, I immediately think of the Tough Mudder, which is a foot race through. I mean, there are a few things worse to run through than mud that are at least, I mean, unless you want to go through, like, yeah, waist-deep swamp. Yeah, clearly going to be worse, but realistic surfaces to run on, mud's about as bad as it gets.
I mean,
so,
my uncle can tell you about that one. He was a Marine, Camp Pendleton. They did mud runs.
Some people, I mean, people run for fun in the first place, so running through mud, that must be next-level running. You might not catch me running at the mud run, but, hey, you might catch me spectating. It's a mile and a half muddy trail that'll be fun on your own, group, or family. There'll be prizes awarded for first all the way through third place, and proceeds go to Old A Memorial Park, the Park Falls City Fire Department, and the Shawamigan School District Athletic Department. All the way in June, but put it on your pencils, or pencil it into your schedules now.
Yes, put it on your pencils, yes.
Write this on your pencil. I don't know. Yeah, I suddenly imagine a complex system of just writing things on the sides of pencils for scheduling purposes.
And the thing is, on most pencils, you couldn't really write on them. You have to get like a little easier and grade them.
You could do it. I don't know what you'd want to use to do it, but writing on a pencil, I'm sure, is possible. I just can't imagine. I mean, it's a good way to economize the space in your office.
Yeah, but how often pencils get lost?
True.
You find a pencil on your desk, and it's like, oh, there's my shopping list.
So you'd have to create, like, a complex system for organizing the pencils on which your schedule is written. And at that point, it's taking up more space than a calendar would have.
There is probably some eccentric person out there that's doing that.
Well, I think we've nailed down the reason that people aren't writing their schedule on pencils, as if that needed to be done.
Yeah, I don't...
That's on
that
a list
was not
of
a question I had. No, but,
well, it's an answer you have, whether you needed that question or not.
And also, I just got an I told you so from my grandma. she was talking about the mutter. Remember that text I showed you yesterday where she was joking about that?
Oh.
And the thing is, my uncle and I assumed it was the one with vehicles. Yeah, Darla just came in. Morning, Darla. And my uncle and I assumed it was the one with vehicles. But I just got an I told you so because she knew it was the one that was on foot.
Okay. Fair enough.
Great.
Well, so, I mean, sorry, but I just, I helped you lose two arguments in one shot there. Oh, please don't incorporate the phone into
I'm not going to do that because that would be a disastrous outcome.
This sacrilegious microphone stand that we've got going on here that holds the microphone in exactly an incorrect way. I made the mistake of telling Austin it bothered me that he wasn't using the microphone stand correctly, and now he's made it his mission to use it as incorrectly as possible without damaging anything. And he's accomplishing it pretty well, I've got to say. No, don't push it. Not now.
I wasn't going to because I've just barely got it here, and I'm not going to mess with that.
Well, and wait until we've got some commercials coming.
That's why I never touched it when we were on air.
Just in case it falls right over. At least you've waited until after the birthdays have been taken care of for the week. So if the worst should happen, we've at least got that taken care of. And I can try to keep the ship pointed mostly straight on my own if you disable this microphone.
I have another one over there.
I have the control of whether that thing is on or not. So I think I might have to revoke your microphone privileges if we end up down one. I think that's a fair move.
And you forget, sir, that means you'd be left all on your own in here.
I mean, I think that's the responsible move is my role of steward of the studio while Joel's gone here.
You were the steward, sir.
I think it was implied when Joel asked me to substitute for him while he's out for these 2 days.
And then you were the one that accepted my help, though.
Implied in that question is like, hey, if this place burns down, he's going to come to me with the questions. So, yeah, I'm worried.
Well, in that scenario, then I would absolutely say, yeah, he was in charge.
Exactly. You have plausible deniability. I have responsibility, which means I have fear. All right. We'd better hop back into some country music here on 98Q Country. You'll hear from us again before the top of the 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, we'll get some top of the hour news, some sports from Mike Clemens. We won't be hearing from him today. He's covering the Badgers Pro Day today. And we've got our own schedule sort of swapping around that happened. So it didn't line up this week. But join us next week, Friday morning. We'll hear from Mike Clemens directly. He'll talk to Joel, as he does every week. But that said, we'll still hear from Mike at the top of the hour. Sports news from the Civic Media News team. All on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM.
98Q Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. more salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
You know the color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
Feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Big hits, big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
Been so long living in
That's Jelly Roll with some help from Lainey Wilson here on 98Q Country. 98.3 FM, your home of today's favorites, yesterday's classics. And today, me, Greg Gunderson, subbing in for Joel Karnick on the morning show with help from Austin Brume and his cobbled together microphone stand that he's made from an entirely functional microphone stand. It was an amazing conversion process that we've watched unfold slowly over the last 3 hours here on 98Q. It's been really, really impressive watching you slowly dismantle and then what? Remantle? Is that a word?
It is a word now.
I have no idea. If you want some gear that's a little bit more purpose-built than what Austin's currently using as a microphone stand, head on over to Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips. We were talking to Craig the other day on Reality Radio. He mentioned he is in gear for the summer that's here. It's basically summer anyway, in early spring, if you will.
It's close enough.
It's warm. It's warm out. There's no ice. Ice fishing is over. And Craig was here to let us know that officially at Bader Sports Center, it's time for some open water fishing preparation. So time to dust off that backpack full of plastics or whatever you're currently using for storage. I did. I almost went full sheep on you there. It sounded like I was covered in wool for a hot second here. That would have been an interesting studio presence, wouldn't it have been?
Yeah, half the papers would be eaten by now.
No, but if you need wool gear, now's the time. Still at Bader Sports Center. They're the place for that, too. They're still in stock with Stormy Cromer gear and all that good stuff for the whole family. But Craig was letting us know that they have converted over to open water fishing, and they are starting to stock all that good stuff, too. Of course, Bader Sports Center also recently restocked on handguns, long guns, all that good stuff, too. They also carry Angus beef. They've got some sweets over there, some awesome metal art. I've actually got one of their steel leaves in my house somewhere. That became, we acquired that when I and the girlfriend stopped over at Bader Sports Center. So bring the whole family to Bader's next to Pick and Save in Phillips. Regardless of the weather. Weather the weather with help from Bader Sports Center. That's got to be somebody. Somebody's got to have a trademark on that one.
Somebody has to. We're going to get a call here anyway.
Yeah, I'll have to. We'll pretend I didn't say that. No worries. I'm sure we're not in any kind of hot water. Let's take a peek at some of the lighter news bits from today. Today, March 15th, known by fans of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar as the Ides of March. So stab your Julius Caesar salad 23 times with your fork today in celebration of the Ides of March. Today's True Confessions Day, a holiday celebrated everywhere but Washington, D.C., as far as the U.S. is concerned. Of course, Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. Some people have drinks, some people eat corned beef and cabbage, and some do charitable donations back of those food and drink items into the world. It's one of those days. The Irish Cinco de Mayo, you might say. 60% of Americans, it said, will celebrate the day in some way, and of that 60%, 20% will remember celebrating it. You have any plans for St. Patrick's Day?
I'm going to be honest, I forgot about it.
Corned beef and cabbage.
I don't really have a whole lot of plans.
Is that how Austin's life works? You just stumble out into the world and encounter, okay, what weird food is being served to a high degree? Oh, it must be St. Patrick's Day. It's corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, it is. I kind of listen to things and it's like, oh, hey, they're talking about that. Oh, it must be St. Patrick's Day. Wow.
I mean, it's kind of just a different version of what everybody else is doing, responding to the signals from your environment, telling you what's happening. Most people use a calendar. I mean, but that said, if just suddenly you wander out on a day when there's a lot of corned beef to be found, perhaps it's St. Patrick's Day.
And then I get pinched because I wasn't wearing green. I suddenly realize it is St. Patrick's Day.
It's not today. So I'm
Sunday is.
Yeah, right. I'm purposely not wearing green today. We will be out and about on Sunday, but I will be very careful to wear green because I am not. I mean, there's Irish DNA in the family, but I don't consider myself Irish. I was born in Minocqua.
Something tells me Ireland wouldn't really accept you as a citizen.
Well, right. A person from Ireland would be able to tell that I was not born there quite easily. So by most of the cultural standards, I don't consider myself Irish. That said, I do have Irish ancestry, so I do feel the connection. And I certainly don't begrudge anybody who considers themselves Irish or Irish-American. Mm. I think that makes sense. Especially Irish folk have a lot of very particular and colorful history in the state. They've been through a lot. Back when it wasn't cool to be Catholic, they showed up in large numbers as Catholics when it wasn't cool to be. So, yeah, there's definitely some cultural recognition more than worthy there. And we can drink about it. And that's what excuse do we need, you know?
You can. I can't.
This is America. Well, yeah, most of us who would indeed can and likely will be this weekend. So be careful. Make sure you start with the corned beef and cabbage and then the green beer. It'll just go better for you. And make sure you intersperse water. Enjoy responsibly this weekend. It's a good time.
And if you do enjoy the green beer, don't drive afterwards.
Arrange a designated driver. I was about to say it's a fantastic, fantastic weekend to get in touch with folks who would be happy to designate a drive for you. I know if you're out by the Dipper, look for me. I will be there. I will be sober. I'll be happy to get you home safe. Way better than reading about you the following week. That's for sure.
We don't want to hear you come over the radio in an obit.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Coming up next here on 98Q Country, we'll have a couple more pieces of country music for you. Looks like Ashley Cook and Toby Keith will be coming up in just a bit. And then we'll have top of the hour news from the Civic Media News team. We'll hear from Mike Clemens with some sports updates. Today is Badger Pro Day. I know Mike is going to be there covering that today, so we'll hear from him next week likely, maybe even a little bit later today with some sneak peeks. We'll find out. Stay tuned to 98Q Country for updates on local, state, and some national sports updates too. The NFL's been in a really interesting state. We'll also give you updates on Austin's phone juggling, a sport that just began a moment ago here in the 98Q Country studio. He caught it. That's the main update. He almost dropped it.
I do that all the time. I drop it. I catch it. It's like, well, I rolled this thing down a set of stairs on accident, and it landed on its back. I got very lucky.
Whiskey Girl. Toby Keith with Whiskey Girl coming up next here on 98Q after this.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country. Got a 69 Mustang.